Hot diggity dog.
A little bit louder, sir.
Hot diggity dog, we're back.
All right, that's better.
I like how the intros for the podcast used to be me just screaming into the microphone, and now it's like, hey, how's it going?
Are we doing your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we're doing my podcast.
Well, I mean, at least you clarified now, so. Well, the only reason I think you've been saying that, because it reminds me so much of the Mickey Mouse intro back in the day.
What?
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Have you ever heard of that song, John?
Yeah, I think he has. I love that.
Song.
Yeah, if you can find a clip of that, put it on there.
Yeah, I will.
Even though Disney will probably see it and be like, fuck you.
We're not playing the whole thing.
They might sue you. That's Disney, though.
Yeah, fuck you, Disney.
They don't fucking care about you. They just want their fucking money. No, I don't think I will. I don't think I will anymore.
Well, before I find it, why don't you tell us what we're doing?
Yeah, so today, you know, I strategically, like all of the intros.
Oh my God. Oh, that's torture. You think 18 Cowboys in the Shower of Ram Ranch is bad? Freaking Hot Dog Dance. There's a 10-hour version of that.
Let's listen to it. That's this podcast episode. Today we're talking about...
Disney Junior has that for 10 hours, the channel.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
What if there's a 10-hour version of 18 Cowboys in the Showers of Ram Ranch?
Probably.
Okay, this isn't copyright, so don't worry.
We should play them both at the same time for 10 hours.
Hot dog!
These fucking dances.
Hot dog!
The fuck? Look at...
Hot dog! That's fucking creepy. At some point, we need to rig something up so where we can, like... video record this as well.
Yeah.
So then we could have like shit like that so they see we're looking at. Oh, your mom's scary.
That's my dad.
Well,
they're both your dad.
Mom's got really filters. So let's just move on.
Like we said, I strategically did the intro like I normally do with I said hot diggity dog. What does that mean? That means we saw a movie about a dog.
And it was hot.
Well, sure. I mean, in a way, he is right.
I guess he's right.
Because remember where this was at? Dominican.
But yeah, so we saw Mark Wahlberg come back to the inspirational realm in the 2024 film called Arthur the King. Should have been called Meatball.
Has he ever been gone?
Dead?
No, from the films. From the films.
What kind of films?
The one you just said, like the...
Feel Good? Yeah.
I don't think he's left. I don't think he's left.
Yeah, he did.
He did, but I don't think, honestly, he's left after seeing the next inspirational film that he's been in.
I mean, he's been in some shitty stuff.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, like, the track
record. But, I mean, I'm just saying, if it's not an inspirational one these days, it's a shitty movie that he's in.
Fair enough, and also depends on the movie, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, I don't remember the last Mark Wahlberg minus Father Stew that I saw that I kind of enjoyed. Up until this point, I'm gonna look at his film.
Instant Family. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's been 6 years.
He was in Scoob.
Yeah, he. I don't remember. Who did he voice? Wasn't it Fred? No, the Blue Falcon.
He was in
he's Blue Falcon. Yeah.
Okay.
No, so I mean, literally everything on that list, other than Arthur the King, I haven't seen or is kind of bad.
Did you say Feel Good?
Yes. There's no real feel good ones other than, I mean, Father Stew, yes.
That was a kind of
feel good. But minus that, he really hasn't been in one since Instant Family.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to look. I thought I was double checking you said feel good. I'm like, inspirational, then I would.
Inspirational, feel good.
If it's inspirational, it's all the same. I don't know if that's what I would say, but if it's feel good, then yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Doesn't he die in Father Stew? Because he's got like that muscle disease.
Yeah,
I think he did.
Other than that,
was after the moments, whatever.
But yeah, I mean, like in the movie, he survived.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Yeah. But anyway. But the takeaway is it's good to see Mark Wahlberg actually in a good feel-good movie versus the stuff he's been in the last few years. It's mighty fine to see him like in a good movie, actually.
I'm surprised he was still in the acting world.
I mean, Father Stew's, I think, is a fine movie, but we did an episode on that. Just fucking listen to it. I don't remember what I said about it. But I think I said something along the lines of, this is pretty good, but
religious.
It could be better. Something like that. I feel like
it's in one of those things where you played offense, I played defense.
I don't remember.
Might have been the other way around.
I don't remember what I did, but
yeah,
Mark Wahlberg was good in it. That's all I know, is he was good in that movie.
I think he still got it for inspiration.
And I mean, like, in this movie, that motherfucker still got it. I just wish he picked better projects, because, man. Like, when he's in a project like this, when it's a pretty good script.
Yeah.
And just a feel good story. Like, he can knock it out of the fucking park.
Yeah.
And he knocked it out of the park in Father Stew. Why am I playing the compare game with that? But I might as well.
Well, I mean, honestly, you can.
Because, I mean, that's the most recent one that I can think of that's. He is trying to have this feel good and a good message, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes to like good messages, that is very, very true. I think if I had to pick, honestly, if I had to pick some actor to do the inspirationals, I would be so happy if it was Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, if this is what he does the rest of his career, good for him.
He's great.
I do wish he picked better action movies though, because he used to be in a couple like half decent ones.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been in a good one for quite a few years. I mean, Uncharted people. We did an episode on that. Listen to that.
He reminds me, what Matt Damon is. Matt Damon can do the same thing, except Matt Damon is great in those movies too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but
it'd be a wild combo.
What would?
Matthew McConaughey and the dude you were just talking
Mark
about.
Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be a movie I'll look it already. Up. I don't think so, but if not. Marky Mark and who the fuck
Matt
did
you McConaughey.
Say? Matthew McConaughey. I forgot.
I had forgotten the Mark Wahlberg name.
But if not, get a.
Dude, I don't know. For some reason, I can just see them vibing together. But
Mark Wahlberg would be like the fast talking smart ass motherfucker, yeah. And then McConaughey'd be like the easy man.
I didn't find a film of him, but I got a movie collection. It's Mud of Matthew McConaughey, then The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg.
Man,
what a weird collection.
We should talk about The Fighter at some point.
Not now, but
that's a great fucking. And we should definitely dedicate an episode to that movie.
I don't know. I can't find anything, so I'm assuming you never know.
We're gonna make it happen.
That should be a thing.
We're gonna make it happen.
That'd make money.
And good, if we had a number.
I'll get it.
Well, I bet you would.
I can call Matthew McConaughey right now.
All right.
Family friend, right?
Family friend.
Anyway, about the film, where do you want to start?
I guess I'll just start with the negative, because there's not really much. There's not really much negative to it, other than that it's a movie you've seen before. It's a story you've seen before.
Yeah.
If it's done incorrectly, it can be boring, and it can be like, man, why are we watching this again?
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen here. I think it's a pretty well-made movie. Yeah. With the same formula of guy goes out, wants to do something, goes through a few obstacles, finds a companion. This is about more dog movies or like movies like that are like these underdog stories, kind of.
Yeah.
Pun intended. Well, but find dog. Dog goes with them. Dog struggles. Dog almost dies. Dog lives. That's essentially what happens.
Pretty much.
But and then Mark Wahlberg's like, shit, man, I don't need this dog. Blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, man, I need this dog. And then he's like, oh, my God, the dog almost died. And then he's like, man, I actually love this dog. And then they live happily ever after.
Sounds about right.
As a lover.
And he has a family Of course.
They but that, about that's Wahlberg or their dog?
Mark Wahlberg.
I was going to say.
But,
probably has a family somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it was an abusive family.
And yeah. Well, again, there's another trope of the things where there's an abusive owner that the dog had or whatever the fuck happened.
Yeah.
But really, other than that, there's nothing I can really say negatively about it. Because it's a nice watch. It's an easy watch. It goes nice and quick. It doesn't overstay its welcome. It's just nice.
Yeah. It's honestly, like John, like I said, I'd say this is a John Mantor movie.
This is a John Mantor movie.
But here's the thing. It's a movie, like, if you don't see it in theaters and it's on, like, TV one day, just watch it.
This is one of the movies where I'm like, you don't need to see it in the theater.
No.
You can watch it. You can wait for it to go to streaming. Like, this is one of the movies where it's not, like, big and epic, and you need to go out and see it. Though I wish you could.
Good.
You should, maybe. Could.
Yeah.
But you don't need to.
Really don't need
and
to.
That's, I mean, and that's a good thing. There's movies that you don't need to go see in theaters.
It's date night movie too, if you want. Like, yeah. It's just like
if you want to get a bitch on your side, this is a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's got dogs. Got Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, the way you say it, it's true. Prove my point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just date.
Date maybe night. I should go on a date.
Maybe we should do a date.
Take her there. Maybe you want to go on a date with me, guys?
Yeah. No, but like the perfect date night would be like instant family, nice feel good family oriented movie, and then later at night you watch this, and then to go to bed then you watch Mark Wahlberg's Boogie Nights about porn, and then you totally scar this woman forever.
I was gonna say Ted, but okay.
No, we're going deep, man, alone. Just like Mark Wahlberg. Fun fact, that prosthetic penis that they had for Mark Wahlberg in that movie is just fucking gigantic, and it's wild. I just needed to point that out.
I'm glad and happy that you know that.
It's a great movie.
It is.
You should watch it.
Maybe one day.
You will.
You will. Yeah, living with you probably.
Today.
You will.
The biggest, is that the only negative thing you got?
That's really the only negative thing. And it's not really even negative. It's just something that's true. And that I noticed.
What is the guy who plays Shang-Chi's name? What is his name?
Shang-Chi.
I don't remember. He was in Barbie and all that shit this last year, too.
Hold on. Let me look him up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like the gay ass dude in Barbie.
He was Ken, yeah.
I mean, they're all. Never mind. what is his name? Simu Liu? Simu Liu?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Simu Liu. Simu Liu. Anyway, for me, my picky, like you said, that's probably a good point. For me, it's. I didn't care for his stupid social media gimmick. Like, it's a little thing. It's just so...
Yeah.
He was like, like and subscribe the video.
Like, yeah, at the end of the movie, he was like
and subscribe. Or he kept, holding it on the rest of the time. And he's... What was he, an influencer or a...
So, like, I mean,
model?
I don't really know. He had, like, I need to stick with my brand.
Well, cool. Like, cool.
Like, I'm building a brand. And then Mark Wahlberg's like, well, yeah, but what happens when that ends? What have you got? And then he's like, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, pretty much. That would be my thing. I just didn't care for his little whatever that was. Maybe just because I hate influencers, maybe.
Yeah, but like I said, I was, when we were pissing after the movie, I'm like, I need to, like, see if this was how this dude was. Because, man.
Post-movie piss.
Well, he was good. This is probably different. I liked his character. I liked his, like, attitude in the film. It was different, like, because he was kind of a jerk in the film.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. And then... Like so besides that, he was great too. I think all the actors did a pretty.
They're
good
all
job.
Good in the movie.
Yeah. I like so that's like the only thing for me. I just think this is a good family friendly movie.
Yeah, it's just a good family friendly movie that you can just fuck around and find out what happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Sorry, John, you didn't come.
Yeah, sorry you didn't come, but you know what that means. There's a segment that we haven't done in quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
John.
That's yeah.
John asks. Remember, minimum, what is it, 3 or 4 questions? Minimum,
remember.
I'm going to say minimum 4 questions, maximum whatever the fuck you want it to be.
5.
5, is it?
Yeah.
Minimum 5, and then maximum whatever the fuck you want it to be.
I meant the other way around, but okay.
No. Okay. This is three. This is the bit it's been. It's 3 to 5. I don't remember which one it is.
I was going to say, I disagree on the rules, but yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. It's one of those, but yeah. I remember it's, he can ask infinity questions if he wanted
to. You said infinity, and then yet you were like 5 to 6 questions. Infinity. That's what you counted. Beyond.
Yeah, I think it tends to be like around 5 or 6.
I'm just saying.
But John Kim said.
Who is the antagonist of this movie?
No one.
Who do you hate? Oh.
I don't hate nobody. I just hate Shang-Chi. Any bitches?
There's some, I don't know.
No.
Any fuckers?
I don't. Like I said, I don't.
Any stooges in there?
Simon Liu's
beat your buckle.
Character, his little influencer gimmick. I don't like that. But otherwise, I didn't hate anybody.
No. Okay. There's no like real. So it's more of like them. The I mean, so essentially, what they're doing is they're doing this big race, and that's their.
That's main, the antagonist.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's trying to finish the race, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times does he almost die?
The dog?
Between Mark Wahlberg and the dog, how many times do they almost die?
Maybe twice.
Three times, I want to say. Yeah. Two or three.
Oh, one thing, that scene where when they were on the zip line is a fucking amazing scene.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite scene.
That was the best scene of the movie.
That's in the trailer.
Yes, I think.
That was awesome.
I have no idea.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying that's not real, but I don't bullshit if that was real or not.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly couldn't tell at that point, I'm like, this is an effective scene. I don't care. So, it was a beautifully crafted scene. So,
whatever it did,
props
for
to them for whatever they did. Yeah. I don't know what they did, but props to them.
I'm pretty sure it's real. I don't bullshit on Mark, though.
It looked like it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't bullshit on him at all.
Yeah.
But I would say two or three. There was the part where when they stopped a couple times, and then towards the end, if you want to count that too.
Right.
But okay. Yeah, I'd say two or three. Maybe four if you can argue.
Is Mark Wahlberg married in this movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Family man.
Family man.
His wife, I've seen her before, but she looks like Emily Blunt from Quiet Place. She look a little aspect of that. It's not her, but it looks like her a little bit.
Okay. Wait, yeah. Okay, so if he... Okay, what does he do for a job? He's a social... He's an influencer?
No, he's not.
He's got a brand or something? What does he do?
I don't know. I think his father... They didn't really talk about that, but his dad was like a...
What's it called in 2 and a Half Men? Evelyn Harper. His dad was pretty much her...
estate?
Houseshore? What's it called when somebody...
Estate, probably.
In state...
No, estate. Like estate sales.
Oh, estate
like
salesman.
That.
Something
or,
like that.
Or, not estate. Jesus. If what the fuck?
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah.
Her job's out.
I completely.
The person that.
Real estate. Jesus fuck.
Yeah, real estate. Thank you. A real estate. Real estate agent.
Not fake estate. Real estate.
Fake estate.
real estate agent. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. His dad's pretty much that, and he just, I think, gave him a job.
Oh, okay.
On the meetup. I don't think they clarified if he still does it, but honestly, at this point. It doesn't really matter.
I don't know if he
might be a businessman either way.
I don't know. I don't care.
We should this movie. I want to go to the Dominican.
Oh, hey, we have a video for you that we're gonna make. For
yes.
Before we left.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, I just probably pulled up on.
Yeah.
That.
No. We'll tell you afterwards. It just popped in my head.
Yeah. I'll tell him about later.
Oh, question. Did he win the race?
What?
Does he win the race?
No,
but
They
were going to, but they had to save the dogs.
Oh. Damn it, dogs.
They've admitted it too, that they were going to win. Yeah. I would say so too. They were going to win.
They would have.
If I ended up winning that race, I'd give them the dub because they would have won and they saved a dog.
They had a 4-hour lead, and then when that came up, they caught up because they stopped. They were somehow ahead early, I think, probably thanks to the dog. Mm-hmm. But they were ahead 4 hours, and they got some chance, some shut-eye, some extra food in them. And yeah, and then the other team came up, and they were talking smack, and then they took off. Because they were going to be tired, and those guys were well-rested, so if they're going to take advantage of that, why wouldn't, you know what I mean? If they're well-rested, why don't you just... move on and
you
just
right.
finish it quickly.
We talked about people we don't like in this movie. I don't like them.
I don't like them at all.
Dumbass piece of
shit. Yeah. What now?
I ought to trip him with a vine.
All right.
Well, one. Well, actually, well, never mind.
Did they get attacked by monkeys?
By monkeys?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, there's no monkeys in the movie. I'm sorry.
There's monkeys in the Dominican.
What? They should have done that.
There's monkeys in the Dominican.
Should have done that. I actually
Bubble the monkey is not in this film.
I don't know if there are.
No, but there. I was gonna say. I think this kind of ties along with it. There was some secret shared. That Mark's character knew, and Shang-Chi, I'm sorry if you forgot your name, but he wanted the truth because he was one of the teammates was injured, pre-injured.
He had a bad knee.
Another one's the girl, her father was actually dying, so she only decided to come to tribute her father. And then the other guy just didn't want, was well dehydrated, but that was just along the way too. Mm-hmm. And then eat meatballs.
Meatballs.
Yummy.
And that's what the dog liked, though.
Yeah. That's why the dog came with.
Yeah.
That's why this movie should be called Fucking Meatball, and that motherfucker should have called that dog Meatball.
Hey, you know what? You watch Peanut Butter Falcon?
Meatball!
Yeah, I would say that those little ties, and Mark knew about them, too. That's why Shang-Chi was mad about it.
Yeah.
But no monkey, sorry.
No, damn.
Okay. No. Okay, no monkey.
Okay, so... Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Sound like you said Mark. Sound like you, sound like you said Mocha.
Mocha Wahlberg.
Mocha Wahlberg. He's pretty buff right now. So were there
Pretty buff.
At least I think. So did they show that off at all in the movie?
No.
Yes.
No?
Because I would
not really.
Are you talking about how buff he is?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't really show it off.
Because you'd expect, because this is like an athletic movie.
Are you are you saying like a shirtless scene or something? No. Oh no. If you're saying like he's athletic, then
he has a shirt in every scene.
Yeah. Well, I mean Well, actually
I know that's a weird thing to say, but
he's got a shirt in there.
Yeah, that's
family
right.
Friendly.
No, I was thinking towards the beginning, I'm like, well, did he have a shirt off?
No.
And yeah. But if it's athletic wise, then yes, because he had to climb that wall.
Yeah,
that was another good shot.
He had
shot.
To do some rock.
Those
climbing.
Were cool too. They the one girl, her and then Mark Wahlberg had to climb like actually rock climb, and Trevor's like, that's something John would do.
Yeah,
that's why it's a John movie.
That's why it's a rock climbing.
Yeah, but it was pretty good.
I would eat that shit up.
Yeah,
eating rocks would hurt.
Not really. Not if you're John. in my belly and boop around.
Do you have any more questions?
No, I think we're good.
Okay,
cool.
That's cool. Hey, you know what we should talk about?
What?
Ricky Stenicki.
No, not well, not tonight. I want to do this, then I think I'm gonna do the COVID thing, and I think I might call it because I'm not feeling that, but good.
You're not feeling
good, yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah, we got him some NyQuil before we came.
I didn't expect this, but what are you gonna do? Final thoughts on the movie, real quick.
It's an enjoyable movie.
I loved it.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad you did, John.
Me too.
Recommended for the whole family,
yeah. It's family appropriate.
It will come out soon, Keister, Minnesota. Anyone wants to go to the Key Theater for 2 weeks?
If you want to go to Keister, you can do it.
Yeah, go
you
check it out.
If you
want to
go to Keister.
Lake Mel's, I guarantee you'll probably have it. Yeah, Wells probably will have it. I guarantee it.
Probably.
Ooh, Albert Lee.
Dude, we should go to the movie at Wells at some point. Get some of their family's buttered popcorn.
Not this week, because they're playing a kitty movie. I can't remember what the topic is. It's a kitty movie. I went past it when I went home.
Nice.
But anyway, that's it.
Yeah, that's
goodbye.
All. Goodbye.
And good night.
Boom, boom.